90.3 KEXP online at kexp.org. You're listening to Audio Oasis, the Northwest Music Show. My name is Charlize, and it is now time for a live performance by Crater on KEXP.
Thank you.
You're listening to live music by Crater here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You just heard Craterhead and Ain't Right before that. And both of those songs are from the new album, Talk to Me So I Can Fall Asleep, coming out on Help Yourself Records on February 26th. And I'm lucky, and I've already heard the album probably like 10 times. And it was one of my highly anticipated albums of 2016 because you guys had teased the world with these singles. So I was really looking forward to the album. So thanks for getting a full length together.
You're welcome.
So one of the things that I read that I thought was really interesting is that you guys had like 20 songs completed.
Yeah, we had a bunch of songs that we had been demoing, and when we first made the first version of the record, we had like 20 songs on there, and we knew that we had to get it down to a normal amount of songs for a record. So that was, it was pretty tough, but we had a lot of friends who were helpful in the process, because once you write a song, it's writing your own music, it's really hard to get outside of yourself and see it from an objective perspective.
Yeah.
It's nearly impossible.
Well, what was the process that you guys went through to pick the songs for the full length?
Well, it was partially like having friends listen to it just because we had sat on them for so long. And also just, you know, linearly speaking, picking songs that flowed well into each other and making transitions that made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the songs that are on the album that I had been following on SoundCloud, you guys put those on the album.
Yes.
But were you guys working on those singles for just a really long time? Like, did you guys record them and then put them out and then re-record them?
No, they're pretty much the same version. We had been writing, I mean, when those singles came out, we already had a ton of songs. We could have had a record out by that time, but we just decided that we wanted to put out singles first.
Yeah. I also thought it was really great that you guys had a couple of remixes of those singles as well.
We have some really awesome remixes.
Yeah. Did you guys just ask? It was DJ AO, and then there's one other person.
And then Ricky Acid did a really awesome remix. Yeah, we just asked, and they were like, yeah, let's do it.
Cool. So
it worked out really nicely.
Yeah. So I read also that you guys work together and that you guys live together too?
Yeah. Ceci and I are life partners. So,
yeah. So,
you know, because
together of
that, we do everything together. No, it's like a platonic marriage. Yeah, we worked at Molly Moon's together for a while. We worked on a tour together when I was doing sound and she was slinging merch. And and we did live together for close to a year, but we decided that it was probably for the best that we lived separately, just because it was starting to impede our creative process a little bit. And we wanted to preserve our friendship by not living in such close quarters to each other.
I was going to say that it would seem kind of hard, because I know that I think about relationships all the time and just all the different types of relationships that I have around me. And I think even with, I don't know, I couldn't live and work with my mom or my sister.
Yeah.
Or my boyfriend.
Well, it's interesting. It's a bit of a double-edged sword, really, just because us living together was integral to writing the record.
Yeah.
Just being down the hallway and being like, yo, I wrote a guitar line. Can you pop your head in and check it out? Or, you know, she would fall asleep in my bed while I would, like, write
Did
guitar parts.
Did she talk to you?
In her sleep? Sure.
Well, I was making a joke.
I know, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know. It's mostly just drooling, though.
Actually, there is a song that didn't make the record called Drool.
Drool.
Yeah. Actually, I named the Ableton session writing a song while Ceci drools on my pillow, and then it ended up being Drool, and then we cut the song from the record.
So will that be like a B-side?
Maybe.
Or come out as a 7-inch
we did,
in the album?
We did play it live a handful of times, but it just was a short song and didn't mesh with the rest of the track. So one day, hopefully it'll be released. But I love the song, but just didn't fit.
So Ceci drools and you don't?
No.
I don't know. I mean, do you watch me when I sleep? Do I
drool? I've never noticed her drool. I've seen her sleep quite a few times.
Yeah, I'm a pretty creepy silent sleeper. She like talks in her sleep and, you know.
I do the whole gamut, you know.
I've started making these weird noises right before I fall asleep. I go... I've been noticing it lately, and I'm wondering if that's just an expression of like right before I'm about to fall asleep.
Like contentment.
It's a weird noise. So how did you guys come to be? Because I know, didn't you guys go to college together?
Yeah. We went to NYU together, and we were in the same, there's this music business program, and we met the very first day of school. We actually had been in Facebook messaging before we ever met. It's like, pretty
wordy. What audio interface are you going to purchase? It was like frickin' like...
Because there weren't that many girls in the program, so I was like, this girl seems cool. Got to message her on
she
Facebook.
She likes Bruce Springsteen.
You guys have a wide variety of musical taste. I read that as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We sure do.
Yeah, I definitely think that comes out in your music, but definitely the pop side for sure, which I love the most.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, you guys have a couple more songs to play.
We sure do.
Awesome. Crater live on KEXP.
Thanks.
I was told that I'd be better off if I got through this.
Crater on KEXP, and that song was called Hardly At All, probably one of my favorite songs from the album Talk To Me So I Can Fall Asleep. And Crater will be celebrating their release show, which we will talk to them about after their next song on February 25th at Chop Suey.
Summer Skate. Summer skin, summer skin, summer skin.
You've been listening to live music by Crater. And that was called Summer Skin, also from the album Talk to Me So I Can Fall Asleep. And I mentioned Hardly at All, and you guys released a video, music video for that song. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting to me. So it's a Sims video. Uh-huh. And I've never played the game before. Are you guys fans of the game?
Oh, yeah. We grew up playing the Sims, so.
Hot Date expansion pack?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, funny story. I was jealous of all of my classmates who, like, owned the Sims, and I'd play with them at their houses and stuff. And I didn't know about expansion packs and how you needed the actual game to execute the
expansion
pack.
So what's an expansion pack?
It like allows, it like augments the experience for you, adds features, more characters, more settings and stuff. And so I was like, oh, I'm like, you know, in middle school and trying to date people now. I'm going to get Hot Date. And I like tried putting it in my computer and it didn't work because I didn't have the game. So I was like, all right, guess I'm doomed romantically. And here we are today.
So was the music video an expansion pack?
No. So... Well, there was a night where it was raining, you know, typical Seattle night, and I just got, I was feeling like I wanted to watch some Sims gameplay videos, not really sure why, but I got into like this really deep hole of watching people who make amateur music videos. So they'll make videos for really famous songs like, you know, Bad Blood, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande.
Interesting.
And I reached out to these people who had this really sad video for this Melanie Martinez song, and I just YouTube messaged them, and I was like, I'm in this band and we have this song and I really want to make a Sims music video for it, do you have any interest? And they were so excited about it because nobody had ever asked them to do that before. So that's just kind of how it panned out. But it's essentially 150 clips of gameplay that are edited together. It's insane the amount of time that it took for this person to make this video.
Electric blanket fort.
Yeah.
So she's a wizard.
Yeah.
So there's like parts when you guys look sad, or is
definitely.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm laughing
checking
right now,
out your outfits.
Well, she is. I'm just like in a bathing suit with like John Lennon glasses and like.
Do you like your outfit?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Did you guys pick them? Or
she was like, what kind of clothing do you want? I was like, you know, kind of like health goth vibe.
Yeah. Because those leggings
I said, just Google
are
it.
Great.
Yeah. It's pretty much what I'd wear on a daily basis. So
yeah.
I think she did a good job.
Well, I started looking up the Nikes because I was like, I really want those. And then I was going to look up the leggings to see if they existed. Do they exist?
I have no idea.
Someone should
they probably
them.
Do.
Yeah.
They're probably modeled
like
after
Sims,
some real leggings.
Real life.
Yeah.
IRL.
So I also really like the dance jam part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wondered if, like, you
the
guys, like,
thing.
If they watched you guys and, like,
it was pretty
did
accurate.
It or...
Yeah.
I mean, I have a dance move. Kezia makes fun of me when I dance. Sometimes I do this little maraca thing.
And she shakes
you're
the maracas.
You're doing it in the video.
And yeah. I'm doing it in the video. And I don't know how she must have found some like B-roll Crater footage somewhere.
It's great.
Probably on my Instagram or something.
Yeah, probably.
One other thing I noticed is there's a guy who walks somewhere in the background.
In the video?
What?
Yeah, there's a guy who, he's like, that's I think he's wearing like red shorts.
What?
Or no something. Way. Yeah, and he's like, it's the back of him and he's walking.
I do not remember.
That's
that.
So funny.
I've watched this video so many times.
You have to show us after this.
Out of love and maybe dissecting and research. But okay, I'll show you the guy when we're
see
done
that guy.
With this. So you guys, I hear you guys are working on another music video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's done.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah, sure. It's for Habits Die Slow, which is a song that came out. About a month or two ago, and your good friend, Bobby McHugh, who you've done Video Oasis with, directed it. Mm-hmm. And our friend Ashish, who's part of Cold Brew Collective, did visual effects. Our friend Catherine Humphreys styled it. And
Joel was DP.
Yeah.
I don't know his last name.
And it's really beautiful. It should be coming out in the next couple of weeks, but we shot it all in the Olympic Peninsula in the middle
of winter. And we were wearing jumpsuits, jumpsuits. And it was pretty, pretty darn cold.
Yeah.
But we had like toe warmers and hand warmers in our pockets. And Ceci and I would like embrace each other and cry.
It's really all about embracing and crying. So
yeah,
I can't wait for you guys to check it out.
Can't wait to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it'll be out soon. We're really proud of it.
Yeah,
it's really beautiful.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. All right, so one of the last things, you guys have your album release show February 25th at Chop Suey.
Yeah.
Brianna Morell is going to play.
Yeah.
And you also have me DJing along with our pal.
Yeah.
And one of the most exciting things about it, besides all that stuff too, you guys have some visual artists who are going to be doing some cool stuff too. Gray Ellis is involved?
Not this time around. Bristol.
Oh, Bristol. Okay.
Is Hayward Hughes is doing some cool 3D rendering.
Cool.
I'm not exactly sure what it's going to entail. And then our friend Nicole is going to be doing some kind of lighting textural fabric installation.
That's exciting.
I'm not exactly sure what it's going to look like, but we talked about it and it sounded cool at the time, and I'm sure it will be amazing.
It's going to be cool.
I have no doubt. Basically, I just wanted a bunch of friends to get together.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a really great time. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But one of the other things I'm looking forward to is your live backing band, which is BOD.
Yeah.
And they are going to play with you guys. And I wanted to find out, does that change the songs to play live?
I mean, it makes them a hair less focused on the electronic elements, but we just wanted as many arms executing everything that we, Ceci and I, can't do ourselves.
Yeah.
And BOD is, you know, they're comprised of some of the best Seattle musicians that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And Ben and Lance actually played in the first couple iterations of our live band, and we trust them more than anything. And
that's great.
We just wanted like a solid rock performance.
Yeah.
Ceci and I come from rock camp, like we played in rock bands growing up, and we wanted to, you know, for a CD release, we wanted to get that across to the audience. But it should be interesting for sure.
Yeah.
And loud, but
well,
we're excited.
We will get that up on the online playlist so that everybody knows. And thank you guys so much. This performance was really great, and I'm really glad to finally get you guys in here
because
it was
so
a really long time in the making.
It's true.
So you've been listening to live music by Creator here on Audioasis 90.3 KEXP Seattle.